Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show, brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.com, empowering you with the tools and resources to start and grow your very own business. Happy New Year, ladies. This is Trina Newby, your host and business success coach, broadcasting to you live this Monday, January 2nd, 2017. Wow, can you believe it? And as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a huge success. Well, it is a marvelous Monday, and I'm so excited about 2017 and all of the opportunities, possibilities, and blessings that will happen this year in my life and in your life. I'm excited because also that I am in 2017. I just felt so blessed to cross on over from 2016. You know, I was listening at the news on New Year's Eve, and, you know, they were talking about all of the car accidents, and some were fatal. And I just thought to myself, you know, I am so blessed. I feel so blessed that I'm right here at home, safe and sound, warm and cuddled up with my hubby, and that all is well with me, and I am blessed to be here, and I hope all of you feel that way as well. We've got a powerful and impactful show for you this first Monday of 2017, so this is such a good time for you to flash over on another line and share the show with at least one other woman who has been sharing with you that she wants to either start a business, grow her business, make some changes in her life. This is going to be today a powerful show that is going to do just that. So you'll want to flash over. If you have a pen in hand, here's the phone number, 347-637-2589. Again, the show number is 347-637-2589. And for those listening online, ladies, make sure you share the show. Just simply blast out, listen to Successful Woman Radio now, and put the dial-in number, 347-637-2589. If you're a fast typer, you might want to type the link to the direct page where they can listen from their computer or smart device, and that is blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio. Well, again, I want to wish everyone a happy, happy new year. And I know that you're probably already thinking about, you know, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to create my goals and accomplish all of the goals for 2017? How am I going to make more money in my business? Well, I have a surprise for you, and that is our theme for 2017. I'm excited to announce that our overall theme is creating abundance, designing a prosperous and a fulfilled life. Now, in celebration of our theme, I'll be sharing with you this month during January ways to move forward and start creating an abundant mindset each Monday in January at 12 noon. So it's just a good thing to go ahead and just mark every Monday at 12 noon, put SWR for Successful Woman Radio, and then just put the dial-in number right there in your calendar space, 347-637-2589. That way, you will already have that information with you. Now, I mentioned on last Monday that I'm going to be a little bit different this year, and I want to explain to you what does that actually mean. Well, I have made a new decision in my life, and that is a decision maybe that I should have always made. And hear me out, because you'll begin to understand what I'm talking about, and maybe you too might need to make this same decision. But I have always been the type of person that I've always given 250% to everyone that comes into my space. I'm always a giver. I'm always wanting to bless the lives of other people and give away a lot of information and just try to help people as much as I can. But I began to notice something years ago, and I ignored it for a long time, and that was that cannot love people as much as they need to love themselves, right? And you can't make people be successful if they don't want to be successful. It's just not going to happen, right? And so this year, I actually made the decision last year, but Friday of last week, I just really just jotted down what is going to be my mantra, what is going to be my mission, what is it that I, for Trina Newby, what am I going to do that is going to help myself, but also through helping myself, it is going to help others. And that is, I am no longer going to crutch other people, cause people to crutch. And what that means is that I'm not going to be in the business of trying to make someone be successful or make someone listen to incredible tips and resources and understand what I can offer them or understand how I can help them to be successful, because that's not my job. What my job is, in all honesty, and I believe my purpose is truly just to be a living testimony to you about how God has blessed my life and the talent that I have been able to use, the talent that He has given me, how I've been able to use that to create a successful business, a successful income, successful relationships, and feel good about me and be joyful inside of myself. And so if you want some of that, then what I am suggesting to you is that you get on my train and you take that journey with me this year, and that you be willing to invest the time in yourself to make the changes that will take you to not just a new level, but a positive, successful, money-making level, which is just so very, very important. And I made that decision for myself because I'll be honest, I kind of felt a drain. I felt energy leaving my body. And it was like, well, why are you feeling like energy is leaving you? And it dawned on me, it's leaving you because you are giving energy to people, places, and things that are not energy back to you. You see, what I have learned is that when you sow seeds of love and knowledge and success in another person's life, and when they are open to receive it and to take action on it, something wonderful happens, and that is, it automatically bounces that energy back to you. There's kind of an agreement between your spirit and that person's spirit that what you are providing to them is welcomed and wanted and needed. And so they don't even have to say thank you. They just start taking action, and you automatically will sense that their spirit has now received wonderful information that it's ready to take action on. And, you know, if I'm sounding mystical or spiritual, that's because I am. I am a very spiritual person. I love God. I love all things God. And I truly believe it is through God the Father that I have all, because I understand who created me, and I understand that He wants me to live a beautiful life on this earth. And so because of that, again, I want to introduce you to, you know, our 2017 theme, and, you know, it is creating abundance. And that is just so very, very important. And so all this month, again, I'm going to be sharing with you ways to move forward and start creating an abundant mindset. Another thing that I think that you'll be pleasantly surprised with is that I will be doing more prize giveaways, but those prize giveaways are going to be on an informational basis. I've written quite a few ebooks over the last 90 days, and I am going to be giving away some of those ebooks on starting on next Monday. Today, however, what I want to do is I want to start this show off with a prayer, because we all need it. I'm sure many of you probably went to church on New Year's Eve. You probably had the opportunity to just thank God for crossing over into a new year. I want to say a special prayer today for abundance, because abundance is more than just about money. Abundance means to simply have a lot in every area of your life in a positive way. So go with me in prayer. Father God, we thank you for allowing us to live yet another year, and we're grateful for all of the opportunities and blessings that we will receive in 2017 and beyond. Create in us, O Lord, a heart of action, a heart of take charge, a mind of vision, and a mind of purpose. Create in us, God, a desire to accomplish our goals and to take action on all that comes to our mind, Heavenly Father. Allow us to bless the lives of others and to walk in your light as a living testimony that joy, peace, love, abundance, and prosperity is alive within us. Take away, Father, any habits of procrastination, stress, worries, pity, and excuses that hold us back and prevent us from creating a fulfilled and joyful life. Thank you for your son, Jesus, and for his sacrifices that we might live and live life more abundantly. It is in his name that we pray. Amen. And I sincerely hope that you received this prayer with a spirit of acceptance, with a spirit, with just knowing, with a spirit of I am ready to make the changes that I need to make for 2017. For those of you that are new to the show, I just want to please share with you a little bit about who we are, who I am. I'm Trina Newby. I am a mentor, a coach, a passionate woman who wants to help other women achieve not just a little bit of success, but immeasurable success as far as your mind will allow you to go and as far as God wants you to go. I am using all of the talents, all of the knowledge, everything that I know about success and about what it takes to make it to the next level. I am using that through this show every single Monday. And that's why you need to mark your calendar. You know, the one thing that I know to be true is that when someone who has wisdom, who is where you want to be, when someone is giving of themselves and willing to share, you need to know that it's really not that person, but it is God through that individual that is reaching out to you and wanting to help you create a more abundant and successful life. So it's not just me that's doing the Successful Woman Radio Show, but it is God through me reaching out to you. Maybe you've prayed for more success. Maybe you've prayed for a better attitude about life itself. Maybe you've prayed to have a better relationship with people. Maybe you've been praying, Father, give me more money than just enough money to pay my bills. Maybe you've prayed and asked God to allow you to use your talent and your abilities to bless other people. Whatever your prayer is, for some reason, God has brought you to Successful Woman Radio today for a reason, for a purpose. And so I encourage you not to take it lightly. I encourage you to mark your calendar for every Monday. Take action. Be responsible for the gift that you are receiving, and make sure that you understand that it is not I, but it is God that is blessing you in your life today. Now, at Successful Woman Radio, some of the new things that are going to be coming up, we're going to be having more guests. I'm also going to be inviting others to co-host the show with me. I'm very, very excited about that. And if you're interested in being on the show, or you're interested in saying, hey, Trina, yeah, I want to co-host a show with you on one of those Mondays, then just go to Successful Woman Radio. And right up at the top, it says be on the show. Just click there and fill out the information, and I or one of my assistants will get right back with you. There's so many wonderful things happening on the show. We're also, again, I'm excited we're going to be giving some wonderful informational prizes away on the show. And we're also going to be more interactive specifically on the SuccessfulWomanRadio.com website. So we're going to get back into providing you with some of the notes from the show, things that we have mentioned that you may not have caught or that you meant to jot down but you didn't. So we're going to get back to doing that starting with today's show. So it's important for you to make sure you go to Successful Woman Radio and that you, you know, that you listen to previous broadcasts and that you keep up to date with what's happening. Now, I want to give you a quick lineup of how the show is going to run today for the next 45 plus minutes. So I've got a great introduction from our January book club book of the month. I have decided and chosen the book Awaken the Giant Within by Tony Robbins, one of my all-time favorite motivational speakers, inspirational speakers. He's a kick butt, take charge coach who is so inspiring. And this book, Awaken the Giant Within, is all about how to take immediate control of your destiny, of your finances, of all the things that's required for you to be a successful person, okay? So I know that you're going to really like this book. Now, what I want to encourage all of you to do, know that what we have done is we have integrated the book club that we used to have at Women About Biz, our main company. We've integrated the book club and merged it in with the show so that every Monday we will be reading an excerpt from the books that we select each month, okay? However, I want to encourage you for this month in particular, because this is such an awesome book. I want to encourage you to go ahead and get the book. If you have a Kindle, put it on your Kindle. If you don't, go ahead and order it from Amazon.com. I think it's only like $13.99, but I want you to read along with us because it changed my life quite a few years ago. And I've read the book twice, but I've started to read it again. And do you not know that I am really interpreting and getting something totally different from the book this time around? So again, it is an awesome book, and it is a book that we will be talking about in depth on the show all during the month of January as we celebrate the theme, Creating Abundance. What an excellent book to start our year off with. Awaken the Giant Within. And so we're going to be doing that. And of course, later on in the show, I'm going to be talking to you about how to create an abundant mindset, which is so very, very important. And then also, we've got an upcoming wonderful teleclass that I know that you're going to need that's coming up. It's going to be all about goal setting. So you're here that information as well. So I'm so very, very excited that you are listening to the show today. And of course, for those of you that have just tuned in, welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show. I'm Trina Newby, your host and business success coach. I want to go ahead and move on now. And I have not yet finish the questions that I will be providing you every Monday. These are questions that will help you to create a more abundant life, but those questions will be ready for you since we have 4 weeks during the month of January. Today, we're going to use all of the month to talk, all of the today to talk about the theme, but starting next Monday and for the next 4 weeks, we will be giving you some questions that will help you to self-coach yourself, questions that will help you to dig deep. But right now, I want to go ahead and I want to talk about some things that I think you should be paying close attention to for 2017 in your business, okay? So one of the first things that you should be doing, if you haven't already, is you really should be blocking off some time this week, actually, to work on your business strategy if you have not created one, because strategic planning is very, very important. Now, I have driven that home so much on the show in 2016, but I will be driving it again yet all this month. You know, strategic planning is about how you're going to accomplish your business goals. It's all about how you're going to make the money. And you can't just have that spur of the moment attitude to think that you can just move through business as a leader and not have something written down and well planned. No, you cannot, because when you do that, you're going to get the same results that you got last year. And if you're not satisfied with those results, trust me, you will want to make some serious changes in your life. And one of those changes is to become a take charge and a take action woman, right? It is really being sincere about wanting to generate a six-figure plus income and then being willing to be woman enough to step up to the plate, kick your behind and start doing it, right? And so in order to do that, you must first have a strategy. So I want to encourage you that if you have not developed a strategy, and a strategy isn't really like 10 or 20 pages long, it could be 3 to 5 pages, but a strategy has to start off with the visions that you have created for your business for 2017. So what I want to encourage you to do is, look, don't start writing eloquently statements, paragraphs, pages, because it sounds good. I think as women, sometimes we try to please others too much and we try to sound so good to others that we miss the essence of what it is that we really need to do. So bullet point your visions. Visions are nothing more than master goals that you have for yourself. You get to decide on the time frame for those master goals. You get to decide whether in 30 days, 90 days, or 1 year of what you want to do, what you want to experience, right? So bullet point what it is that you want. But as you begin to bullet point what you want to experience in your business for 2017, what I want to encourage you to do is to be very specific. Don't be broad. Don't be general. So instead of saying make more money, well, that's not doing you any good, and it's definitely not helping your subconscious mind, right? You need to be very specific. So what about make $50,000 this year, make $100,000 this year, make $300,000 this year? And I'll be bold and let everybody know I have a bullet point that says make $1 million in 2017. Haven't figured out all how it's going to happen, but I truly believe within my heart and my being that it is happening this year. And so again, you've got to decide what specific things you want to experience, right? I again want to experience helping at least 100 women to generate a six-figure income. That's my goal. I want to bless the lives of other women with as much knowledge and information as I am receiving. And so that is being very, very specific. What are your specifics? What is it that you want to experience? Now, once you figure out what it is you want to experience, and some of you may have 5 bullet points, some may have 10 or 20 bullet points. I think I came up with 50 bullet points, quite a bit. But here's the thing. Once you have all of those bullet points, then you need to prioritize them. You need to figure out which ones you would like to tackle for first quarter 2017. And whatever it is that you want to do for 2017 first quarter, that's where you have to lie the priority, okay? That's what you have to give priority to, and you have to list out goals for each bullet point that you have listed. And this is very, very important because it's the goals that are going to help you to start implementing whatever it is that you want to experience in your business. Again, it's all about you. You are the one that is the creator of your business. You are the one that was given this wonderful, beautiful gift to create something that's bigger than yourself, something that is going to bless the lives of other people, whether it be a product, a service, or both. And so it's your responsibility, because once you birth that business, it's your responsibility to step up to the plate, step out, and be the leader you know you have the potential to be, right? And this year in 2017, ladies, I can tell you right now, we need to take all that stinking thinking, right? This was an expression I heard a long time ago by Zig Ziglar. Stinking thinking is not going to get you anywhere. So this is the year for you to put aside, to cast aside your fear about what's not going to happen, your fear about not making money, your fear about my business isn't going to be successful, oh my goodness. No, this is the year to cast aside all of your fears that have been holding you back and not allowing you to move your life forward. This is the year that you are not going to worry about competitors, other people that are doing the similar to the same things that you are doing. This is the year that you're not going to paralyze yourself because you feel somebody else is doing a better job than you, and therefore, because of that, you may as well not do that much with your business this year. Oh, no. This is the year that is definitely not going to happen. This is the year that when you look into your checking account, you're going to have zeros, multiple zeros behind the figures that are in your checking account, right? This is the year that you are going to become a woman of belief and unshakable faith, that you're going to reach down within yourself and develop a level of belief so deeply rooted within you that it compels you to take swift and immediate action to all things successful. This is your year that you are going to be a living testimony to not only other women, but people in general, how you have a fulfilled life, how you have created a life of abundance. This is your year. And I hope that all of you who are listening, I hope that you are bouncing your head up and down in agreement. I hope that you're off of your seat. I hope that you are excited about joining me at Successful Woman Radio and Women About Biz in creating your success this year. It doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter how young you are. You know, a few months ago, I met a woman that was 89 years old. And people had always told her that her pound cakes were the best that they had ever tasted. And she had always, for 40 years, wanted to bake cakes for other people. And she said, before I die, I don't care how much money I'm making, but before I die, I want to start a pound cake business so that I can bless the lives of other people so that people can taste the goodness of my cakes. And it would make me so happy to know that something for 40 years that I've wanted to do, that I'm going to be doing it this year. Amen? So it doesn't matter how old you are, and it doesn't matter how young you are. What matters is that you take action and that you embrace creating an abundance for your life in 2017. Hey, ladies, I'm telling you, the time for laziness, that sin of laziness, the time for it is over. It's time for no excuses. There can be no excuses this year as to why you have not accomplished your goals. The one thing that I've promised myself this year is that if something didn't succeed, it won't be because of me. It'll be because God didn't want it to, because I am going to put to use every single talent, every single piece of potential that I have, I am going to put it to use. And so I encourage you to do the exact same thing. Hey, I want to let you guys know if you missed any of our episodes last month, because we had a great month all during December with the theme Reclaim. It was an awesome month. We got a lot of feedback from a lot of people saying that that particular topic really, really encouraged them. So what I want to do is I want to encourage you to listen to the rebroadcast of Reclaim. And you can go to successfulwomanradio.com, and over in the right-hand column is our player, our Blog Talk player. You can go there, and then you can actually listen to all of the broadcasts for the month of December. So make sure that you do that, because I think that it will really help you set the pace for this month as well. Okay, so what I want to do now is I want to go ahead and I want to give you just a few announcements of things that's going on over at... Okay, hello everyone. I'm so sorry. Apparently, not due to my fault, but there was a technical glitch and it just completely cut the show off. And I have been on the switchboard with Blog Talk trying to get the show back on properly. Hopefully you guys can hear me. What I'm going to do is, if you guys can hear me, I want a couple of people to press star one on their phone keypad. That will automatically let me know that you can hear me loud and clear. If you're on Facebook, because a lot of you have been chatting me up on Facebook, letting me know that you could not hear me, please go ahead and chat me back up on Facebook and let me know that you can hear me loud and clear. Okay, wonderful, wonderful. Okay, I see a lot of people are saying that they can hear me. Thank you so much. Thank you for hanging in there. Thank you for dialing back in. And of course, you know, if you are on Facebook, you know, get people back on the call, because this is such a powerful call. We're talking about creating abundance today. And I'm going to just go back over, let's see, I will start at the point where I think I left off at. I was letting everyone know about the Smart Business Women Set Goals teleclass that is coming up on Thursday, January 12th from 7 to 8:30 p.m. And I was encouraging all of you to take this class as a foundational teleclass, but one that is really going to rock your life. It's going to help you to make some things happen a lot faster. So I'm encouraging everybody to register for that. And then, of course, I want to move forward with going ahead and reading an excerpt from our book club book of the month, which is Awaken the Giant Within by Anthony Robbins. As soon as I get it up here on my Kindle, because for some crazy reason, it's not allowing me to go back to the immediate page I started on, and I want to read to you from a certain. So I'll be doing that in just a minute coming up, and I want to encourage you again, if you have not read the book Awaken the Giant Within, you really need to get a copy of the book. Tony Robbins, as many of you might know, is probably one of the world's greatest motivational speakers, one of the greatest coaches of all times. He's coached royalty, he's coached presidents, celebrities, basketball players, and he has coached people from all walks of life. He's helped people to reach from levels of poverty and move themselves up to levels of wealth, abundant wealth. And so with that said, I want to just, you know, again, encourage you to get the book Awaken the Giant Within, and I want to encourage you to read at least, the book is about 500 pages long, so I want to encourage you to read at least 100 pages a week. Now, that's really not that much. If you break it down by day, that averages out to probably about maybe 20 pages a day. Okay, maybe about 20 pages a day. That's right. So go ahead and read that book. I think it's really going to empower your life. And I'll be bringing you an excerpt in just a few minutes. But right now, what I want to do is I want to remind you of some principles that at Women About Biz we embraced many years ago about what a woman about business should be about, right? So I hope that you like this, and I'm going to actually be putting this up on the website, but it says, a woman about business knows the importance of belonging to a positive group. She is ready to give as well as receive support and encouragement. She stays focused and organized to achieve her business goals, and she sees and respects every individual as a person first and a customer second, which is so very, very important. She sees failure and rejection as a learning experience, and she understands the importance of separating family and business time. And so that is a woman about business. And of course, we want to embrace being women about business. We want to embrace being women who are out there creating abundant lives and helping our family to create an abundant life. This is who we want to be and what we are all about. And so with that said, I'm going to go ahead right now and read to you an excerpt from our book club book of the month, Awaken the Giant Within. And I'm going to start on page 23. And it's talking about how to create lasting change. The author, Tony Robbins, says, for changes to be of any true value, they've got to be lasting and consistent. We've all experienced change for a moment only to feel let down and disappointed in the end. In fact, many people, he says, attempt change with a sense of fear and dread because unconsciously they believe the changes will only be temporary. A prime example of this is someone who needs to begin dieting but finds herself putting it off primarily because she unconsciously knows that whatever pain she endures in order to create the change will bring her only a short-term reward. For most of my life, he says, I've pursued what I consider to be the organizing principles of lasting change, and you'll learn many of these and how to utilize them in the pages to follow. But for now, I'd like to share with you three elementary principles of change that you and I can use immediately to change our lives. While these principles are simple, they are also extremely powerful when they are skillfully applied. These are the exact same changes that an individual must make in order to create personal change, that a company must make in order to maximize its potential, and that a country must make in order to carve out its place in the world. In fact, as a world community, these are the changes that we all must make to preserve the quality of life around the globe. He says, step one, raise your standards. Again, step one is raise your standards. Anytime you sincerely want to make a change, the first thing you must do is to raise your standards. When people ask me what really changed my life 8 years ago, I tell them that absolutely the most important thing was changing what I demanded of myself. I wrote down all the things I would no longer accept in my life, all the things I would no longer tolerate, and all the things that I aspired to becoming. Think of the far-reaching consequences, he said, set in motion by men and women who raised their standards and acted in accordance with them, deciding they would tolerate nothing less. History chronicles the inspiring examples of people like Leonardo da Vinci, Abraham Lincoln, Helen Keller, Mahatma Gandhi, Martin Luther King, Rosa Parks, Albert Einstein, Cesar Chavez, Toshiro Honda, and many others who took the magnificently powerful step of raising their standards. The same power that was available to them is available to you. If you have the courage to claim it, changing an organization, a company, a country, or a world begins with the simple step of changing yourself. Step two, he says, change your limiting beliefs. If you raise your standards but don't really believe you can meet them, you've already sabotaged yourself. You won't even try. You'll be lacking that sense of certainty that allows you to tap the deepest capacity that's within you even as you read this. Our beliefs are like unquestioned commands telling us how things are, what's possible and what's impossible, what we can and cannot do. They shape every action, he says, every thought, every feeling that we experience. As a result, changing our belief system is central to making any real and lasting change in our lives. We must develop a sense of certainty that we can and will meet the new standards before we actually do them. Without taking control of your belief systems, you can raise your standards as much as you like, but you will never have the conviction to back them up. How much do you think Gandhi would have accomplished had he not believed with every fiber of his being in the power of nonviolent opposition? It was the congruence of his beliefs which gave him access to his inner resources and enabled him to meet challenges which would have swayed a less committed man. Empowering beliefs, this sense of certainty is the force behind any great success throughout history. Lastly, step three, change your strategy. Amen to this one. In order to keep your commitment, you need the best strategies for achieving results. One of my core beliefs is that if you set a higher standard and you can get yourself to believe, then you certainly can figure out the strategies. You simply will find a way. Ultimately, that's what this whole book is about. It shows you strategies for getting the job done. And I'll tell you now that the best strategy in almost any case is to find a role model, someone who's already getting the results you want, and then tap into their knowledge. Learn what they're doing, what their core beliefs are, and how they think. Not only will this make you more effective, it will also save you a huge amount of time because you won't have to reinvent the wheel. You can fine-tune it, reshape it, and perhaps even make it better. This book will provide you with the information and impetus to commit to all three of these master principles of quality change. It will help you to raise your standards by discovering what they currently are and realizing what you want them to be. It will help you change your core beliefs that are keeping you from where you want to go and enhance those that already serve you. And it will assist you in developing a series of strategies for more elegantly, quickly, and efficiently producing the results you desire. He says, you see, in life, lots of people know what to do, but few people actually do what they know. Knowing is not enough. And I want to repeat this. He says, knowing is not enough. You must take action. If you will allow me the opportunity through this book, I'll be your personal coach. What do coaches do? Well, first, they care about you. They spent years focusing on a particular area of expertise, and they've continued to make key distinctions about how to produce results more quickly. By utilizing the strategies your coach, me, shares with you, you can immediately and dramatically change your performance. Sometimes your coach doesn't even tell you something new, but reminds you of what you already know and then gets you to do it. This is the role, with your permission, that I'll be playing for you. And so, again, I've just read from the book, Awaken the Giant Within. It's going to be an excellent read for this month. I definitely encourage you to get it. The author is Tony Robbins. It's about $13.99 on Amazon.com. If you have a Kindle, I think you get even a few more dollars off. So I'm asking you to go ahead and be prepared to read this book, because we're going to be doing a lot with this book this month in January for the book club and on Successful Woman Radio. But we are also at womenaboutbiz.com going to be continuing on as we apply the strategies from Awaken the Giant Within and a lot of our trainings and teachings that we do over at womenaboutbiz.com. So that's going to be very, very important. And at this time, ladies, I want to go ahead and I want to move right into Creating Abundance in 2017, designing a prosperous and a fulfilled life. You know, one of the things that I like about abundance is that that word is used in the Bible throughout. And as a matter of fact, God himself lets us know that Jesus came that we may live life and live it more abundantly. So abundance means in a grand way, on a high scale, on an upper level. It means more of, it means pushed down, shaken together, running over. And so we need to understand the first thing we have to do in order for us to create abundance is that we have to have a mindset of abundance, right? Because if we don't create an abundant mindset, then nothing that we do is going to increase. So everything that we do must start with, as Tony Robbins said in his book, Awaken the Giant Within, it must start with belief. You must believe that you are able to create abundance for yourself. And, you know, I like the part in the book when he said, knowing is not enough. And because that happens a lot in the lives of women. I talk to a lot of women day in, day out, hundreds of women all throughout the year. And a lot of them talk to me a lot about what they know. I know a lot. I know what I should be doing. However, it's not enough to know. Because knowledge that is not taken and put into action spells poverty, okay? That's literally what happens. Knowledge not put into action spells poverty. And so you need to understand that before you can even embrace abundance, you must really straighten it out in your mind right now that you're going to have to make some changes about your beliefs. You're going to have to make some changes about your habits that have been holding you back for a period of time, maybe years, even decades. You're going to have to figure it out, because if you do not make a commitment to change your mindset, to get ready to embrace the things that you need to do to create an abundant life, don't even call into this show. Don't even check into Women About Biz, because I'm not the one. This show is going to be all about you developing an abundance for yourself, for you creating an incredible income, for you blessing the lives of other people, for you helping other people to create an abundance. This show is going to be all about stepping up into the light and embracing the talented, beautiful, successful woman that God made you. And if that's not what you want, hang up. I'm serious, hang up, because you're not going to get anything else from me here at Successful Woman Radio, okay? So as we go into creating abundance, we're first going to start with creating an abundant mindset, because abundance, again, starts in the mind. And I honestly have to go back to the difference between the subconscious and the conscious mind, because if you don't know about your subconscious mind and what it does and how it functions, then what happens is it's going to continue to just absorb like a sponge all of this negativity that might be around you. It's going to absorb that. So you have to first know about your subconscious and your conscious mind and why the two are so very, very important. So first, let's talk about that, and then we'll move into what you need to do to create an abundant mindset, okay? So we're going to first start with the conscious mind, because it is the first thing you need to know about. So the conscious mind is the part of the brain that controls all of your physical needs. It allows you to think in the now, like you listening to me, that's in the now, to create and control your bodily functions. We can also talk back to ourselves with understanding in the conscious mind without speaking verbally, and we can hear silently what we are thinking. For example, if I look at a dessert and say to myself without verbally speaking, I'm using my conscious mind to communicate to myself or to self-talk. However, I can also say it out loud verbally and it would still be in the conscious. We can also create and manifest things within our conscious mind. Yes, we can create a vision, a desire. We can plan it and bring it into a tangible object over time. For example, You can see your dream home in your conscious mind, and you have decided that you would like to see it built. So you conceive it, have plans drawn, purchase the land, get permits, hire the contractors, and through your instructions, the house is built. However, the house that you can now touch was not in existence until you manifested it from your mind. That's incredible, right, ladies? The conscious mind also thinks about goals and dreams, how to make more money in the business, thinks about what you are not doing, and it thinks about what you should be doing. It creates your visions, and it reflects fear from the subconscious mind just as much as it reflects success and courage. So that's all about the conscious mind in the now. You may have seen books about the now, and that's what they're talking about. Now, the subconscious mind, here's what you need to know about the subconscious mind. It is separate from your conscious mind, and it is the spiritual side of your existence, of your being. While the conscious mind carries out most of the actual tasks, the subconscious mind, however, can hinder it if it has received contrary images, negative thoughts, negative words, or have placed itself in a negative environment. So the subconscious mind is actually very, very powerful. You can consider it to be kind of like a hard drive in the computer that runs 24/7. It never sleeps. It absorbs everything like a sponge, okay? The subconscious mind does not have to agree with what you want in the conscious mind. It can work against it. For example, you can say in the conscious that you want to lose weight, but if in your subconscious mind you have perceived or absorbed the thoughts that you really don't want to eat less, you don't want to drink more water, or you don't want to exercise, it will sabotage automatically the conscious thought to lose the weight. Another example of the power of subconscious mind is that it holds your belief system as well. So if you believe you can place your hand on an object and pick it up, so shall it be. If you believe you cannot, it will not. If you believe with all of your heart, in your subconscious mind, that you have the right to be a multimillionaire, so shall you be. If you do not believe that, if there are any hangups at all, any fear, any guilt, any judgment, anything that will prevent you from becoming a millionaire, then you will not be. So as you can hear, ladies, the subconscious mind is quite powerful. So the first thing that you must do in order to start creating more abundance for yourself is you really need to learn more about the subconscious mind, which is so very, very important. And as a matter of fact, I'm looking up a book for you right now so that you will learn more about the subconscious mind. I want you to read The Power of Your Subconscious Mind by Joseph Murphy. Joseph Murphy really, I think, explains what the subconscious mind is in a very simple but effective way, and it will help you to gain more thoughts and control and understand why the subconscious mind does what it does. And this is why you have to be careful about yourself, your children, putting yourself in harm's way when it comes to negative thinking, okay? So the first thing about creating abundance mindset is learn the difference between the conscious and the subconscious mind. The second thing that you need to do is that you need to keep yourself in a place of positivity, okay? Keep yourself in a place of positivity. Now, you might think that you're a positive thinker, but there's so many things that happen in our lives throughout the day that our subconscious mind can easily, like a sponge, really sponge in. It can hear things that we are not consciously listening to, and it can absorb those things. So this is why it's so important. So be careful about what you're playing in the background, whether it's music, whether it is the news. Be very, very careful about that. As a matter of fact, I have learned to work in silence because I don't want anything getting into my subconscious mind, which is very, very important. The next thing, here's number three, in creating an abundant mindset, which, again, this is the first stage in learning to embrace and develop your own personal abundance, okay? And that is you must automatically list at least 5 positive things that you can change in your life for this year, 2017. List 5 things that you can, positive things that you can change in your life, okay? You want to change them and make them positive. You want to have them to impact your life. So very, very important, okay? Here's the 4th thing in creating an abundant mindset. You want to have a take action attitude. You know, you cannot have an attitude or of, I don't know if I can run this business. I don't know if I'm going to make $100,000. Why should I set a goal of making $1 million? I haven't made $50,000 yet. No, that's not going to happen. You have to have a take action attitude. You have to have what I've already talked about, unshakable faith, right? So a take action attitude is going to say, I don't care about all of the negative things that could happen. This is what I want. This is what I believe I can have. Therefore, I'm going to allow all of the positive things to surface to the top, and I'm going to start taking action on making this happen, whatever this is, whether it is to generate $100,000, whether it is to generate $1 million, whether it is to, you know, do simple things like practice time management better, you know, make sure my website is up to date every day. Whatever you need to do, you've got to do it with a positive take action. So very, very important, okay? The other thing is that you've got to have a giving attitude in order to create abundance in your life, right? You've got to give. Because when you give, God is going to give back to you, pushed down, shaken together, running over. It comes back to you. It's going to come back. So you've got to have a giving heart. If you're at the traffic signal and somebody homeless at the highway, that's where they mostly always are, walks up to your car and holds out his hand, maybe you should give him $1 or $2. Maybe you should say to yourself, let me not be judgmental, because the giving is the blessing. I can't worry about what he or she is going to do with it. It's in the giving that's the blessing, right? So very, very important. And last but not least, in creating an abundant mindset, it is keeping yourself in a positive mode the first hour of your day. Start your day positive affirmation that you have created for yourself, but it needs to be all positive. It needs to be something that you can write down on an index card and then start remembering, and it's something that you say to yourself every single day, such as, I am blessed today. I am a child of God. And in all things that he provides to me, I am able to create abundance. I am wealthy, and I receive my wealth, and I will not have guilt of my wealth, but I will receive it, and I will help others. I will bless others with my knowledge, for I am a child of God. And because God is the king, I am his princess, and in all things that belong to him, they belong to me. So you've got to create your mantra, your affirmation of what you will say in the mornings. Very, very, very important, okay? Because you've got to give the first fruits of your day to God, and then next you need to give yourself some time to know what it is you want to see happen in your life that day. You need to give yourself some time to put yourself in a positive environment. Play some great encouraging music. Right? Exercise. Go and look in the mirror and smile. Remind yourself that you are alive, that you have everything in front of you, and that you have the opportunity to create as much talent and as much abundance, as much opportunity, as much joy as you want to. It's all up to you. Now, my question to you, ladies, is what you're going to do with this information today, huh? What are you going to do with it? Are you going to listen to it and say, oh, that sounds so nice. Trina sounds so good. I got to tell her she sounded good. Well, remember, I just told you, knowing is not enough. That's what Anthony Robbins says in his book. Knowing is not enough. You have got to start applying what you hear in your life and start taking swift and immediate changes. Start making swift and immediate changes. And that is the definition of what unshakable faith is all about. You know, anybody can say that they believe, but to say that you believe and then don't take action is actually the opposite. It proves that you don't believe. So do you believe you have the power to make changes in your life that are positive? Do you believe you have the power to create a six-figure plus income this year? Do you believe you have the power to bless the lives of other people? Do you believe you have the power to bless your life? Do you believe that you have the power to be a successful woman who is able to hold her head high, be bold, be courageous, move aside fear, and make things happen in 2017? Because if you believe, then prove it to me. Take action. Take action, not tomorrow, not Wednesday, not Thursday or Friday. Take action today, Monday, January 2nd. Make a difference in your life. Ladies, I'm encouraging you to register for our upcoming teleclass, Smart Business Women Set Goals, which is on January 12th from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. I want you to be in that class because it is to help you. All incredible things that you come up with in your mind that you want to do, they all begin with a goal. And I want to show you how I goal set, and it makes all the difference in my life, and I know that it can make the difference in yours. Now, if you're not planning on being a successful businesswoman, if you're not planning on creating abundance in your life, then don't call back into the show on next Monday. It's as simple as that. Why listen to a lot of positive, good feedback and good things if you never plan to take action on it? It just doesn't make right sense, does it? No, it doesn't. I know for myself, I'm taking advantage of everybody and everything positive. Anybody want to tell me how to make $1 million? I'm sitting right there in front of them. Anybody want to show me how to be more efficient in my day? I'm going to sit right there in front of them. Anybody want to show me how to better bless the lives of a lot of people? I'm going to be sitting right there in front of them. Anything that is positive and helping me to be a better woman, a better person, a better Christian, I am all for it, but I'm not just going to know about it. I'm not just going to hear about it. I'm going to take action. I'm going to be a take action woman, and I'm encouraging you to do the same. Well, ladies, we've come to the end of the show. I certainly hope that you've enjoyed it. I'm so sorry we had a technical glitch, but I'm blessed and grateful for all of you who dialed back in. You know, I just had a thought about something. It's kind of a positive twist on the technical glitch. Maybe God cut off all of the people he didn't want on the show today, and then all the people that dialed back in, it was supposed to fall on your ears, right? So I'll leave with that positive spin. Make sure you tune in next Monday, January 9th, at 12 noon Eastern for more on creating abundance, designing a prosperous and a fulfilled life. Ladies, thank you so much for being here today. Remember, success is yours for the taking. Take care.